Good morning. Governor Josh Shapiro visited Metzler Forest Products in Mifflin County yesterday to highlight the impact of Pennsylvania's investments in agriculture and forestry. Shapiro emphasized the importance of the forestry industry, which employs more than 60,000 people and contributes $39 billion annually to the state's economy. The local company is using a $550,000 grant. Shapiro's administration is focusing on strengthening the agriculture sector to foster job growth and economic stability. At Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, Juniata County children and youth were honored with a proclamation recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Jeff Moore, program specialist, accepted the proclamation on behalf of the agency, which provides crucial services to protect children from abuse and neglect. The agency operates 24/7 to address emergencies, ensuring the safety and well-being of local children. In Cambria County, the search is on today for Joshua Winter, a man wanted for operating a stolen motorcycle and fleeing from officers back in March. Winter has multiple felony and misdemeanor warrants across several counties. Authorities say he's considered dangerous, and he could be just about anywhere in any part of the state right now. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is urged to call 911 or your local law enforcement. The trial of Brandon Holbrook, accused of killing and dismembering Huntingtown resident Joseph Szymanski, began Monday in Calvert County, Maryland. Holbrook, who's from here in Pennsylvania, faces multiple charges. Trial's expected to last 10 days. It's attracted national attention. If convicted, Holbrook could face life in prison without parole. With Murph Radio News, I'm Ed Heisted.